VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Russian state news agencies are reporting that ousted Syrian President Bashar Assad arrived in Moscow on Sunday with his family and has been given asylum. Syrians have been pouring into streets echoing with celebratory gunfire after a stunning rebel advance reached the capital, ending the Assad family's 50 years of iron rule. The Assad regime collapsed quickly after rebel forces entered the capital Damascus overnight from the nearby suburbs, Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Bashar Assad's late father, Hafez Assad, became defense minister in 1967 before seizing complete power in 1970. Bashar Assad took power after his father died in 2000. A popular revolution broke out against Assad in March of 2011 during what was known as the Arab Spring. A bitter and bloody civil war ensued, killing over 500,000 Syrians. Half the country's pre-war population of 22 million was displaced. A young woman who opposed the Assad regime told Arab TV that the regime had finally fallen, chanting the popular revolutionary slogan that the Syrian people are united, which opponents of the regime used after the revolution against Assad broke out in the southern city of Deraa in March 2011. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, during a visit to the Golan Heights border region with Syria, indicated that a 1974 agreement with Damascus had collapsed and that Israel had taken over a buffer zone following the withdrawal of Syrian government troops. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is calling for an immediate ceasefire in Russia's war with Ukraine, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
It's the stupidest thing I've ever seen, and it should have never been allowed to happen.
On NBC's Meet the Press with Kristen Welker, the incoming president says negotiations should begin.
It would have never happened, Ukraine, Russia. But the number of people that are being killed.
The Kremlin responded that it's open to talks with Ukraine. Trump is also renewing warnings he'd consider pulling the United States out of NATO unless certain conditions are met.
They have to pay their bills. If they pay their bills, absolutely.
Trump offered his ceasefire ideas after a meeting with the president of France and the president of Ukraine taking place in Paris this weekend before the ceremonies that reopened the Notre Dame Cathedral. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Trump also said he can't guarantee his promised tariffs on key U.S. foreign trade partners won't raise prices for American consumers. And in the wide-ranging interview, he suggested once more that some political rivals and federal officials who pursued legal cases against him should be imprisoned. The FBI is offering a $50,000 reward for information that leads to the arrest of the assassin of a healthcare CEO in New York City. VOA's Arash Arvasati has the story.
The manhunt continues for the suspected shooter of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says the net is tightening, while authorities say they've identified the suspect despite not releasing the person's name. New York City Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
This does not appear to be a random act of violence. The victim was in New York City to speak at an investor conference. It appears the suspect was lying in wait for several minutes. And as the victim was walking to the conference hotel, the suspect approached from behind and fired several rounds, striking the victim at least once in the back and at least once in the right calf.
The shooter killed Thompson as he was on his way to address investors. Crime scene investigators say they found shell casings after the shooting with the words deny, defend, and depose scrawled into them. Words commonly described as healthcare industry tactics, according to law enforcement, to avoid paying claims. Despite several images gathered through surveillance cameras around the city, the suspected shooter remains at large. Local authorities say they believe the suspect left New York. Arash Arvasati, VOA News.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.